Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, August 13th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. Earlier this week, we learned that Joe Biden's vice presidential pick is Kamala Harris. The California senator built her career in the Bay Area, and she has a long history with big tech. On today's show, what her presence on the Democratic presidential ticket could mean for Silicon Valley. Our reporter Sarah Needleman will join us to explain after these headlines. The Chinese internet giant Tencent said its profit grew 37% last quarter, compared to the same period last year. The company saw revenue growth in all of its major lines of business, from gaming to fintech to cloud services and online advertising. Tencent also downplayed threats from the Trump administration, which has threatened to restrict its flagship WeChat app over national security concerns. Lyft also reported its earnings yesterday. The company saw a dramatic drop in riders and revenue last quarter. That wasn't a surprise, given that the pandemic shutdowns have caused people to pump the brakes on traveling pretty much anywhere, let alone using rideshares. But Lyft says it's beginning to see some signs of recovery. It saw a 78% bump in rides taken in July versus just a few months before in April. And Israel said yesterday that it had thwarted a cyber attack. The country said hackers tried to steal information from some of its leading defense companies. It identified the hackers as the cyber group Lazarus, which is backed by North Korea. The U.S. sanctioned Lazarus last year, saying the group has a history of high-profile hacking attempts aimed at foreign businesses, government agencies, and other entities. Coming up, how tech is reacting to a Biden-Harris ticket. That's after the break.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
My fellow Americans, now let me introduce to you, for the first time, your next Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala, the floor is yours.
Yesterday, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made their public debut as Democratic running mates in a mostly empty high school gymnasium. Harris, a California senator, beat out 10 other finalists to become the first Black woman and the first woman of Asian ancestry on a major party presidential ticket in the U.S. Today, we're taking a look back at Harris's record on tech and what her selection could tell us about the Biden campaign's Silicon Valley strategy. Our reporter Sarah Needleman is here to help us out. Sarah, thanks for stopping by.
It's my pleasure.
So some in Silicon Valley are heralding Harris's candidacy as good news. Why is that? And what are we hearing?
She's an Oakland, California native, and she has a lot of ties to executives behind the nation's technology giants. For example, founder and chairman of the video game company Zynga. He's a longtime supporter for her and thinks that her background, she's someone who will take a fact-based approach to issues like the antitrust matter and not just look for political solutions. Another person we spoke to for this piece, Charles Phillips, the former Oracle Corp president, who's also co-chair of the Black Economic Alliance, which is a political action committee. And he pointed out that Ms. Harris grew up around a ton of innovation, having, as we said earlier, grown up in California. And she realizes how important it is for the California economy to protect technology and for that industry to thrive.
So let's talk about policy. Other finalists for the job, notably Senator Elizabeth Warren, had called for a breakup of big tech. So what do we know about Harris's policies as they relate to technology?
Harris has said that, just like Mr. Biden, that, you know, breaking up Facebook, for example, is something that should be taken a hard look at. But she stopped short of explicitly saying it's time to break up that company or any of the other big ones that are facing antitrust scrutiny at this time. Whereas, like you pointed out, Ms. Warren has been very, very vocal about it. She's gone as far as to plaster her image with the phrase "break up big tech" on a billboard outside of San Francisco. Whereas Ms. Harris has been relatively silent on the matter. She was did an interview with the New York Times when she was still running as a presidential candidate. And when asked about the antitrust matter, she deflected and said that her first priority would be to focus on user privacy, which is another important area within tech, another hot button issue, but not nearly as significant as the antitrust issue. And she definitely deflected that one. So her stance on that matter is not clear.
And what about on other issues?
She has also spoken out against or been critical of the social media companies in terms of their handling of political speech and election misinformation. Last year, she backed California's so-called gig economy legislation that requires companies like Uber and Lyft to reclassify their independent contractors as employees. And that's a law that those companies strongly oppose and are now fighting in state court.
Got it. So definitely still critical of those companies. Zooming out a bit, what does Harris's pick tell us about the Biden campaign's agenda and its strategy when it comes to big tech?
Sure. I mean, one thing to say is that in choosing Ms. Harris, Mr. Biden is separating himself from other Democratic politicians he could have aligned with who take a much tougher stance on tech. As I mentioned earlier, Ms. Warren has been a really outspoken critic of tech, much more heavily than Ms. Harris. And I think had she been picked, it could have been a challenge for Biden in terms of winning over support from Silicon Valley. So he really went with a candidate who has taken a more moderate approach. Had Mr. Biden gone with someone who takes such a much tougher stance and is looking to break up the companies, that could have posed potential problems for him. But in choosing Ms. Harris, he's taken on someone who could be a potential ally to Silicon Valley in the future. And, you know, Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris share some donors, but her pick may invigorate fundraising efforts with people she's known for years. And that could come as a benefit to Mr. Biden.
All right. Our reporter, Sarah Needleman, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. So check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.